Act 3, Scene 1, Olivia's Garden. Festy, whistling to himself. A beat later, enter Viola, still dressed as Cesario, of course.
Save thee, friend, and thy music. Dost thou live by thy music?
Oh, no, sir. I live by church.
Art thou a churchman?
Oh, no such matter, sir. I do live by the church, for I do live at my house, and my house doth stand by the church.
Art not thou the Lady Olivia's fool?
Oh, no, indeed, sir. The Lady Olivia has no folly. She will keep no fool, sir, till she be married.
Is thy lady within?
She hands him a coin.
Oh, my lady is within, sir.
He exits merrily.
This fellow is wise enough to play the fool.
Enter Sir Toby Belch and Sir Andrew.
Save you, gentleman.
And you, sir?
Du vous garde, monsieur.
Will you encounter the house? My niece is desirous of you should enter, if your trade be to her.
I am bound to your niece, sir. I mean, she is the list of my voyage.
Taste your legs, sir. Put them in motion.
My legs do better understand me, sir, than I understand what you mean by bidding me taste my legs.
I mean to go, sir, to enter.
I will answer you with the gate and entrance. Oh, but we are prevented.
Enter Olivia and Maria.
Most excellent accomplished lady, the heavens rain odors on you.
That youth's a rare courtier. Rain odors. Well.
My matter hath no voice, but to your most pregnant and vouchsafed ear.
Odors, pregnant, and vouchsafed? I'll get them all three already.
He goes to say something dashing to Olivia, but she stops him.
Let the garden door be shut, and leave me to my hearing.
Exit Sir Toby Belch, Sir Andrew, and Maria.
Give me your hand, sir.
My duty, madam, and most humble service.
What is your name?
Cesario is your servant's name, fair princess.
My servant, sir. Your servant to count or sin, old youth.
And he is yours, and his must needs be yours. Your servant's servant is your servant, madam.
For him, I think not on him. For his thoughts would they were blanks rather than filled with me. Oh, I bade you never speak again of him. I prayeth thee, tell me what thou thinkest of me.
That you do think you are not what you are?
Oh, if I think so, I think the same as you.
Then I think you right. I am not what I am.
By maidhood, honor, truth, and everything, I love thee so that Margaret, there all thy pride, nor wit nor reason can my passion hide.
By my innocence I swear, and by my youth, I have one heart, one bosom, and one truth, and that no woman has, nor never none shall mistress be of it, save I alone. And so adieu, good madam, nevermore will I my master's tears to you deplore.
Viola bows to Olivia and exits.
Yet come again.
Exit. Act 3, Scene 2, A Street. Enter Sebastian and Antonio.
My kind Antonio, I can no other answer make but thanks. And thanks, and ever thanks. What's to do? Shall we go see the relics of this town?
Tomorrow, sir. Best first go see our lodging.
I am not weary, and 'tis long tonight. I pray you, sir, let us satisfy our eyes with memorials and the things of fame that do reopen the city.
Would your pardon me? I do not without danger walk these streets. Once in a sea fight against Orsino's galleys, I did some service of such note indeed, for which, if I am taken in this place, I shall pay dearly.
Do not then walk too open.
It does not fit me. Hold, sir, in the southern suburbs, at the Elephant. It's best to lodge. I will bespeak our diet, whilst you beguile the time and feed your knowledge with viewing of the town.
I'll leave you for an hour.
All right, to the elephant.
I do remember.
They exit in separate directions. And now, both twins are in the same town. What confusion might that lead to, I wonder? Meanwhile, unrequited love continues to flow through the air of Illyria. And as Olivia's at Olivia's house, Sir Andrew gets upset about Olivia ignoring him and threatens to leave immediately. In order to get Sir Andrew to stay, Sir Toby and Fabian promise to write a letter for him, challenging Cesario to a gentleman's duel. But first, let's watch what happens when the poor, tricked Malvolio confesses his love for Olivia in yellow tights and leg ribbons to boot. Act 3, Scene 3, Olivia's Garden. Enter Olivia and Maria.
Where is Malvolio?
He's coming, madam, but in very strange manner. He's sure possessed, madam.
Why? What's the matter? Does he rave?
No, madam. He does nothing but smile. Your ladyship were best to have some guard about you.
Oh, go call him hither.
Exit Maria.
I am as mad as he, if sad and merry madness equal be.
Re-enter Maria with Malvolio in yellow tights and leg ribbons, smiling big.
How now, Malvolio?
Sweet lady, ho ho!
Smilest thou? I sent for thee upon a sad occasion.
Sad, lady? I could be sad. This does make some obstruction in the blood, this cross-gartering, but what of that?
Strikes a pose.
Why, how dost thou, man? What is the matter with thee?
Not black in my mind, though yellow in my legs.
How do you, Malvolio? Why appear you with this ridiculous boldness before my lady?
Malvolio, ignoring Maria, and draws closer to Olivia.
Be not afraid of greatness. 'Twas well writ.
What meanest thou by that, Malvolio?
Some are born great.
Huh?
Some achieve greatness.
What sayest thou?
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
As he says this, he hugs Olivia in a tight embrace.
Heaven restore thee.
Remember who commended thy yellow stockings and wished to see thee cross-gartered. Go to, thou art made, if thou desirest to be so. If not, let me see thee a servant still.
Why, this is very midsummer madness.
Enter Festi.
The young gentleman of the court Orsino's is returned.
I'll come to him. Good Maria, let this fellow be looked to. Where's my cousin Toby? Let some of my people have a special care of him.
Exit Olivia, Maria, and Festi.
Jove, make me thankful. And when she went away now, let this fellow be looked to. Fellow! Not Malvolio, but fellow. Why, everything. What can be said? Nothing that can come between me and the full prospect of my hopes. Jove is to be thanked.
Re-enter Maria, holding a Bible, with Sir Toby Belch holding a cross, and Fabian something like a string of garlic cloves.
Which way is he in the name of sanctity?
He is here. He is here. How is this with you, sir? How is it with you, man?
Go off. I discard you. Let me enjoy my private. Go off, I say.
Lo, how hollow the fiend speaks within him. Did not I tell you he was possessed? Sir Toby, my lady prays you to have a care of him.
Aha! Does she so?
How do you, Malvolio? How tis it with you? What, man? Defy the devil?
Do you know what you say?
Get him to say his prayers, good Sir Toby. Get him to pray.
Go hang yourselves. All of you are idle, shallow things. I am not of your element. You shall know more hereafter.
Malvolio exits with his best fancy walk, smiling big. The three others enter On stage, breaking into an uproarious fit of laughter, their trick is working perfectly.
It is possible?
If this were played upon a stage now, mm-hmm. I could condemn it as an improbable fiction.
Come, we'll have him in a dark room and bound. My niece is already in the belief that he is mad. We may carry it thus for our pleasure and his penance.
Exit Sir Toby, Maria, and Fabian. Then, in a hurry, enter Viola, pursued by Olivia.
I've said too much unto the heart of stone. I beseech you, come again tomorrow. What shall you ask of me that I'll deny?
Nothing but this, your true love for my master.
How can I give him that which I have given to you?
I will acquit you.
Well, come again tomorrow. Fare thee well. A fiend like thee might bear my soul to hell.
They exit. Re-enter Sir Toby Belch and Fabian, each carrying a sword in hand.
Gentlemen, God save thee.
And you, sir?
That defense thou hast betakes thee to it. Of what wrong thou hast done him, I know not. But thy interceptor, full of despite, bloody as the hunter, attend thee at the orchard's end.
You make mistakes, sir. I am sure no man hath any quarrel to me.
Oh, you'll find it otherwise, I assure you. Therefore, if you hold your life at any price, betake you to your guard. For your opposite hath in him that youth, strength, skill, and wrath that can be flourished man withal.
I pray you, sir, what is he?
He is a knight.
This is as uncivil as strange. I beseech you, do me this courteous office, as to know of the knight what my offense to him is.
Oh, I will do so. Señor Fabian, stay you by this gentleman until my return.
Sir Toby Belch exits as Fabian explains the scenario further with Viola, and she grows increasingly scared and angry. It looks like Sir Toby and Fabian are up to more tricks. Remember when I said that they were going to challenge Cesario to a duel on Sir Andrew's behalf? Well, it's happening right now. And herein lies the trickery. They're going to convince both Cesario and Sir Andrew that the person they are about to fight is the single most angry, vicious, and deadly opponent that they could ever face in a sword fight. Our poor Viola here has already been duped, and Sir Andrew is up next. Enter Sir Andrew, led by Sir Toby. They stand at one corner near Fabian and Viola.
Why, man, he's a very devil. I have not seen such a farrago.
Pox on it. I'll not meddle with him.
Aye, and he will not be pacified. Fabian can scarce hold him yonder.
Plague on it. Let him let the matter slip, and I'll give him my horse, Grey Capulet.
I'll go make the motion. Stand there, make a good show of it, and tis shall end without a perdition of souls.
Fabian and Sir Toby each place Viola and Sir Andrew, respectively, in opposite corners, hand each of the fighters a sword. The fighters both hold the swords with complete uncertainty and hold each other's stare, petrified with fear at the thought of dueling. Sir Toby whispers to Fabian,
I have his horse to take up the quarrel. I have persuaded him the youth's a devil.
He is a horribly conceit of him, and pants and looks pale as if a bear were at his heels. They shake hands and part. Sir Toby returns to Viola.
There's no remedy, sir. He will fight with you for oath's sake. He protests, though, that he will not hurt you.
Pray God defend me.
Come, Sir Andrew, there's no remedy. The gentleman will, for his honor's sake, have one bout with you. But he has promised me, as he is a gentleman and a soldier, he will not hurt you. Come on.
Pray God he keep his oath.
They draw, and a brief, laughable fight ensues. Enter Antonio rushing, sword drawn.
Put up your sword! If you offend this young gentleman, I for him defy you. Nay. If you be an undertaker, I am with you.
Sir Toby takes the sword from Sir Andrew and prepares to fight Antonio.
Oh, good sir, hold! Here comes an officer!
Antonio and Sir Toby both sheath their swords, and everybody holds their hands up. Viola, Sir Andrew's foolish duel, as well as Sir Toby and Fabian's fun, is cut short when a police officer steps in and arrests Antonio, recognizing him from the sea fight mentioned earlier. Antonio is angry because he thinks Sebastian's antics have gotten him caught. Meanwhile, Viola is confused because she has no clue who this guy is. The plot continues to thicken, folks. The police officer takes Antonio away and Viola follows.
A very paltry boy. A coward.
A coward? A most devout coward.
Slip, I'll after him again and beat him.
Come, let us see the event.
Ha!